sayang padamu. Aku sayang padamu.
Here is the news. Minister of Manpower Yasir Lee hopes that the disbursement of wage subsidy assistance can be distributed starting Thursday according to the government's target. The minister of the on the sidelines of the Human Capital Summit 2025 at the Jakarta International Convention Center Wednesday said that the provision of the wage subsidy assistance to workers with wages below 3.5 million rupiah is under the coordination of the coordinating Ministry of Economic Affairs with related ministries or institutions, such as the Ministry of Manpower and the Social Security Organizing Agency. Minister of Public Works Dodi Hanggodo explained that the 20% of total tariff discount will be applied for 10 days in June and July. He couldn't specify the date of the discount, and he only mentioned that the discount will apply for 10 days, including during the Eid al-Adha holiday, the beginning of school holidays, and the end of school holidays. Dodi in Jakarta, in a statement quoted on Wednesday, explained that the Eid al-Adha holiday falls on June 6, while based on the education calendar for the 2024-2025 school year, the school holiday will begin on June 28 up to July 13, 2025. That's the news.
Berganti, yakinlah kau tetap punyaku. Genggam. yakinlah kau tetap milikku. Yakinlah, yakinlah bunaku, sayangku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Biarkan aku jadi yang terhebat, jadilah kamu kekasih yang kuat. Manusia yang paling butuh kamu, membutuhkanmu, hatiku memalingkan pandang hanya padamu, pada hatimu. Bernyanyi bersama.
kasih terhebat. Aku manusia yang paling butuh kamu.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu. The song was composed by Alfon Tajau. It is the name of an Iban Dayak girl. The lyrics tell the story of Bujang Lemambang Ayau and Dayang Sebalu who miss each other. Dayang Sebalu is waiting to be proposed, but unfortunately, the marriage cannot happen. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu by Marcellus and Yuni. Happy listening!
Putus asa. Titih terlitih ke tangan ti. Numu Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, we have also, you know, another information that we would like to share you. It is also related to the development or the continuity of Indonesian government's bilateral relations with other countries. In this case, economic sector is one of the most important thing or sectors that should have better progress year by year. In this case, Indonesian government has finalized the preparation of the initial memorandum for its accession to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto, as head of the Indonesian delegation, will officially submit the initial memorandum document of the Economic Cooperation and Development Secretary General Matthias Korman in Paris, France. Minister Hartarto, in a statement, stated that the achievement is proof of Indonesia's full commitment to accession, as it was able to complete the preparation of the initial memorandum within 1 year of submitting the accession roadmap to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, Ministerial Council meeting in 2024. The initial memorandum is a key document in the accession process, containing in an independent assessment of the alignment between national regulations, standards, and practices with OECD norms and standards. Moreover, based on the accession roadmap received, Indonesia's initial memorandum comprises 32 chapters covering 240 OECD legal instruments.
Can make Prehistoric traces have survived for a very long time and can still be found today. One of the most amazing ones is the giant rocks on Natuna Island. The number of rocks is not small because they can be found almost all over the island from mountains, valleys to the coast. Natuna Island is now included in the Natuna District, Riau Islands Province. Natuna Island and the surrounding small islands have been designated as Natuna Geopark, as a large area for the conservation of prehistoric rocks, which are not only thousands of centuries old, but also millions of centuries old. In addition, this area is also a location for research, education, and sustainable economics. To get to Natuna Island from Jakarta, we spend about 4 hours by plane, with one stop on the island of Batam. Team of RRI Voice of Indonesia departed with the earliest flight at 6:15 and landed in Ranai City, Natuna Island, at around 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time.
Dear passengers, in a few moments we will be landing at Ranai Airport in Natuna. Local time has shown at 9:39.
For several days in the northernmost area of Indonesia, which shares borders with 7 Southeast Asian countries, RRI Voice of Indonesia had the opportunity to conduct a search. There are 8 geosites in Natuna, which have been designated to be included in the geopark area. Namely, Setanau Island, Akar Island, Batu Kasa, Tanjung Senubing, Senoa Island, Tamak Cave, Tanjung Dato, and Mount Ranai. It is said that the rocks in Natuna Island are layered sedimentary rocks, which were formed on land as ancient river deposits. Geosite rocks in Natuna Island are sandstone, conglomerate, and siltstone, which are geologically included in the Pengadah formation of Oligo-Miocene age. Some rocks have already formed, black and hard. However, some are still in progress from the frozen sand. However, if a human foot is stepped on the rocks, it is not fragile because it is very hard. It's miraculous. The half-sand rock forms an amazing relief, as if these were carved with high techniques. The rock trail also presents colors of brown gradations, yellow, black, and gray. All are masterpieces of the creator. In addition to the thousands of giant granite rocks, Natuna Island is designated as a geopark area because it has rare and unique biodiversity that does not exist in other areas or even in other countries. In addition, Natuna Island also has a valuable cultural heritage, so it needs to be protected. As revealed by the head of the Natuna Regency Tourism Office, Hardinansyah, to Voice of Indonesia.
Bebatuan Natuna itu asalnya dari kerak samudra, kerak benua, Sungai Purba.
The Natuna rocks come from oceanic crust, continental crust, and ancient rivers. The age, according to the geologists, is 144 to 188 million years. Then, because Natuna Island has biodiversity, So, Natuna Island has the only endemic animal in the world, namely the kakah. Then, there is also the smallest frog in the world, only the size of a thumbnail. It is Sarwasan subdistrict. Lastly, we have cultural diversity. Yes, we do have mandu, sudo chicken, pastel arts. A lot of them are scattered in Natuna Regency.
Meanwhile, head of the Natuna Geopark Management Agency, Kiki Firdaus, said the determination of the Natuna Geopark on November 29, 2018 went through a relatively short process, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia. Apart from having natural resources and local culture, Natuna Island is the homepage of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, which is very strategically located opposite the South China Sea, which is now named the North Natuna Sea.
Setahun sebelumnya, 2017, itu ada teman-teman dari Kementerian Luar Negeri berkunjung.
In 2017, friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs visited Natuna. They stayed at Olive Stone. At Olive Stone Park, the landmark is a stretch of rocks, a landscape of rocks. An idea came from the friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have to save Natuna with these granite stones. Don't let everything be broken down into the foundation of the house. Because here indeed, the granite stones are used as material for house foundations, but they are not produced for mass sale. But over time, they will run out. Now, the ministry also sees the location of Natuna in the middle of the ocean, which has been a polemic for several countries. Natuna's position is designated as a geopark area and is considered important for an external status. Actually, to become a geopark, Natuna is still a long process, but Natuna gets a very special opportunity. We are given the convenience to follow the entire administration behind. It's like a gift, like the award given by the state to the Natuna region as an appreciation that we are truly in the territory of Indonesia. With the establishment of a geopark, whose noble goal is to save the shape of the earth from now until millions of years to come, until the end of the world.
According to Kiki, the management of the Natuna Geopark area is in a comprehensive and sustainable manner in which there is intervention by the government of the Republic of Indonesia through various ministries and institutions, as well as local governments. This is an important effort to improve the welfare of the local community, and at the same time, it reinforces the presence of the state in anticipating claims from other countries over Natuna Island. Furthermore, Kiki Firdaus also said the Natuna Geopark is currently being fought for recognition from the United Nations in the form of being designated as a UNESCO Global Geopark.
Padamu setiap hari. Thank you. jadi aku sebentar saja.
Listener, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan. The song Hayang Jajan was composed by Nova Budiman. The song has been viral on social media TikTok in March 2024. It tells the story of a child who wants to ask for money to buy an internet quota. But his father, mother, brother or sister doesn't want to give it to him. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan by Mahesa. Enjoy!
Ayam mah 2 las ribu. Ayang inti Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Jangan
Selat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kebahagiaanmu tak pernah ku keluhkan, walau rintangan menghadang, panas hujan begini.